Well, as you may know, my friend and colleague Robert Diltz and myself have been creating a program called the Fellowship Program over, lo, these many years. To be precise, actually, it's taken 5 years, unbelievably enough, and it's now up and running, and it's great. However, there's something else which we're very aware of, namely, there are these fruits of fellowship which come about through collaboration and through an ongoing relationship over time. And funnily enough, quite recently, we were in a position where we were having one of our regular conversations, and mindful that Robert was going to be in the UK, in London, very shortly, and we were thinking about doing an open evening. Now, we didn't have a lot of time. Actually, I can tell you exactly, we had 18 minutes. And in the space of that time, we were talking about what might we do, and I wasn't even sure I'd be able to be there. Because of some other commitments. I was sure Robert could be there. And it seemed to us that one of the things that was so important was understanding how best to use your time. Now, not just, you know, as in time management and on in a sort of corporate sense, but rather how to use your time because it's of a finite quality. There's not a lot of it. Life is short. And that caused us to think about very interesting book that came out a little while ago about the five regrets of the dying, and of course the lessons that could be learned, and whether or no we'd be able to turn those into the five life lessons for the living, and indeed for living well. Well, that's absolutely what we're going to do, and it is, I'm delighted to say, now going to be we doing it, because I will be able to be there. And yet, even if I hadn't been able to be there, there's something here about how together we can create things, but it doesn't mean that he and I both need to be there to deliver them. And I think this is an important aspect of fellowship, that actually we're both committed to something which is, well, frankly, it's bigger than either of us. And if we've co-created it, who actually delivers it is of secondary importance. It's not irrelevant, but there can be ways of engaging in collaboration which don't necessarily mean everybody's going to be the star of the show. And so for us, this became rather a useful opportunity to demonstrate the principle. We'd create it together. It might be that just Robert would deliver it. As it happens, we're both going to be able to be there. And in addition, there's something else which we're very aware of, namely, when we have our conversations that are fairly frequent, we're talking from different parts of the world, different time zones and so forth, but we never feel tired when we're talking. And indeed, on occasion, we have felt shattered when we've started and energized by the time we've finished. And the reason is we get to do things, we get to think about things, we get to talk about things that are very engaging and very energizing. And one of the things which for us is just a no-brainer is living well involves having clear intent, knowing what you're about, which is in itself energizing, but then being able to take intent and turn that into realizable projects, whatever you call them, that result in something tangible coming into existence. So part of what we hope to do on this particular evening is share some of, well, how does that work then? And to that end, we came up with this idea. We were going to bake some tasty pies. And a tasty pie, well, pie is an acronym, really. And for us, what's so important is that whenever we have ideas about what we might do in the projects we might co-create, there has to be passion, there has to be intention, and there has to be enterprise. We have to have a way of proceeding. So there you go. You want to know how to bake a tasty pie? Well, hopefully. See you in a couple of weeks, and all will be revealed. Okay, till the next time.